Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody who basically has a need, a desire to basically just get better, to personally improve. I'm co-host Talk Dude, and you are listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You, a show that is telling you are not living up to all your potential. You have it in you to be great. You may not realize that. A lot of people will try to tell you have as many self-doubts as people give you. We're here to tell you how to overcome all that, okay? It's 10 o'clock here on the program. What's going on with you? Tell us where you are in life. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And on the other side of this line is the one and only Comedy Organic OK. Say hello, Organic.
Hello, Organic.
Old joke.
Yeah, this is Comedian Organic OK. And yes, we are another episode of Satisfying the Greatness Within You episode. I just said thank all the listeners. But let's go over this. Let's thank the appreciation that desire have came across and appreciate those moments, because it's always other moments, other listening platforms that present their own ideas and experience, but the desires within the universal setup, as it prepare ingredients, does not necessarily come out the same quality, and we have to be truly, you know, connected to that. Because if we connect to that, guess what happens? We connect to the results, right? Connect to results is a solution for the greater moments that are preparing for inventory evaluation that we have lost the touch in moments to really identify with. Now, as I fold back around to introduce my colleague, co-host that's been speaking, introducing the platform, thank you for taking your time, taking your appreciation, and taking your ingredients of your intellect property and involving your experience with the platform. Thank you, Talk Dude.
Anytime. It's what I'm here for. It's what you brought me aboard for, to introduce, but also, really, to help get people to satisfy their greatness. Are you satisfying your greatness right now? Are you? I see a lot of people, dude, and they're not. Or they're trying to stay up and keep ahead, but somehow they hold back on their greatness. They're too busy doing what they're supposed to do. That's a habit, isn't it?
It's another habit. Don't reflect from the trash. Bringing the trash and the smell that takes away from the enjoyment of the moment of appreciation. Because when you're preparing to make a great meal, you may see people be clean and get dirty, but no, they're doing it. They go say, I'm going to go freshen up because everything's prepared and I want to be freshening up for my presentation hosting this experience, right? They don't want to look as they was as they ended up making things look great. They want to be refreshed, right? Because that's the transition within that experience, right? Now, everyone, listeners, people that are isolated with their misery and things that they're trying to get out of the category of being cross-contaminated, understanding how they can free the experience of success within their abilities, within their frame of experience. And listen to this. This may not necessarily be your approach to becoming this person that you have been investing in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You have looked at this, and to you, you may not necessarily say, this is not my experience. This is your life. I'm just trying to live in a way where I can remind my happiness, but I don't want to enjoy my happiness in a way that it's shown to be successful, because I feel that my happiness, for some people, not all, but for those that don't have the problem, they may forget the solution that works for others that they have been overcoming, right? And everybody, just because someone's in a problem that you're not born through, maybe that problem... Sir, I explained to you. Now, since we're going to take a 2-minute break away from tough dude.
Which
he's gonna be off. He's not gonna be responding for a good 5 minutes. I'm gonna look at the time. He's gonna get himself some tea. He's gonna do some few things, and it's 5 minutes. He needs to take a 5 minute situation. Come back in 5 minutes. You need to regroup yourself and get yourself situated. We talk about that, but we're gonna move on and get on to the next part of the task. Now, this is the thing, everyone, the listeners, and you must realize, even because this person is not going through the problem, maybe the person that's going through the problem is at a point or where they're the solutions of your problem down the line because they are so far ahead of what you realize they are part of. And not because you think, oh, I can just avoid them and I can just undermine them. I don't have to be involved with them because I can use this as an excuse to not embrace what they're going through. But you realize because that's been embedded into their greatness, you're going to lose your blessing because they're going to get there because they're better than your ability. And you don't realize so many people in history said, I didn't know this person was this good. And isn't that a crazy thing? Even though they're successful, this person's success has pushed them so far up in events where it is an enjoyment moment where your success full of limitations have gave up. And you have found so many more treasures beyond your treasure moments. Now, for those who haven't had that time to digest that because you've been overwhelmed by not appreciation of caring, some people have been lost. And those moments have been lost with greater altitude of finding the meal that fed the group. And for those that don't know, it's been many people. And they've been the ones to really change the landscape, right? They've been the ones really changing things, and you took them for granted. You took their abilities for granted. And guess what? You have to suffer. It's like some people do. Some people are aware of this, right? Now, you ever heard where people have been punished and they, like, gadgets and games and things, whatever, right, in their life? Years ago, people didn't necessarily have the same gadgets, right? But you couldn't do things that you wanted to do because you was in trouble, right? You maybe couldn't go to your relative's house. Maybe you couldn't go to the, you know, whatever you enjoy doing. They said, well, we're not going to do, you're going to stay in this house for 2 weeks. Well, had to do that. And they would say, no gadgets, no this, this, and this, and that, right? And they want you to suffer. Think about the things you did wrong, right? Think about that on a bigger scale. Think about how life is, right? And when people get out of helping and doing the things they do best at that ability, give them the credit and give the life the ability to reflect in that person that's going through it, right? Think about if you don't have no example and you're really going through something in life and you got nothing to show you examples, nothing to motivate you, nothing to pitch you over that oppositional moment that you're suffocating within. See, people never really tell you about your ability if once it's not used for the right thing, it become a liability for you to be healthy. If you are a liability yourself, what do yourself? You do things to yourself that may not allow you to be around yourself no more, right? People think about those moments giving up. And the moment that they gave up, it was a moment that came in to their moment that was so vulnerable and so connected to them. They was connecting to that ability more than connecting to destroying itself. And then when they got out of that, because people are looking at so many things that are luxury to their life, luxury. That means that they can take the time and complain about things, but when they don't have that luxury, everything and every feeling, every emotion, every vapor, everything that's is overwhelming them, right? And they don't have that luxury to say, oh, yeah, I can just exaggerate. I can just fantasize. This is a problem. They don't have it. They hope everything passes them because everything is so emotionally available for them to be destroyed by just saying the wrong thing, right? And at our given moment and given time, have we truly connected with the ability of someone truly caring about our appreciation? Now,
All right, I'm back. I want to say, for what it's worth, that is a very profound point. I hope everyone out there heard this. I hope everyone out there is basically thinking how they can basically use this to get closer to their own greatness, making their own greatness happen. Every moment is an opportunity. Find it. Take it. Make the most of each moment. That's what we're put on this earth to do. It's the whole evolutionary process. See, we're the third planet from the sun. This planet is just close enough so there can be some form of sentient life. We're meant to progress as much as possible, to never stop growing. I hope everybody out there can sympathize with, personally. Look, I've got my problems. I was basically going to want to satisfy my own personal greatness. How do I do it? Well, I have a list of things that I want to make a resolution to do. I put it up on my wall. I have a day planner. I use it, once again, not as much as I should. That's one of the problems. It's right there. See, you push myself harder. Why? Because it's what's expected, what's needed of me for everybody, for my family.
No. People have not truly shown you the greatest appetite of enjoying the ability of the enjoyment moment to be revealing. You find people that are touching your moments, spinning you emotionally in sections where your mind is not oppressing you within that devastating, I haven't reached my goal moment. But then the experience of those moments, you're growing without being stressed over those moments. Will you be taken through the moments where the experience is not the same way as the harvest have planted and grown? Imagine if you had to wait for the whole harvest to grow. Depending on what kind of harvest you're waiting on, imagine how much time it would take for you to get what you truly wanted. Imagine this. Imagine if you was waiting on a fruit tree and you just planted from the beginning of that seed. And it took years for that fruit, particular fruit, to grow. Now, that would be different in that experience, but waiting for that season, because you're waiting for the actual growth to even get to that season, right? That's a whole nother position. That's a whole nother experience that has to get to, has to go through that life to even get to a place where it's actually at a season. And if you're not recognizing that and you're not even at a season, your life is just becoming, evolving to connect, to be brought up to the point of where the harvest is rising for success.
You just blew my mind. You always do. You're that way, don't you? Okay, let's see. Not my comment. It can be hard to basically get started when you're satisfying your greatness. You know, I mean, it can be hard to do this. It is a real challenge. It challenges every aspect of you. I mean, the people who own exercise equipment, but they never use it. It just sits there collecting dust. Because to make a regimen, to start working out all the time, to really reach that fullest potential, it can be time-consuming. It can be difficult.
But look at the appreciation.
You're talking about
how you're taking your happiness and you're using your problems like exercise equipment and not using it for success. And you're just allowing it to say, oh, yeah, it's there, yeah. And guess what happens? Think about how people have exercise equipment and they're more unhealthier than people that don't have exercise equipment and then work out. Think about that. Think about how far somebody that used the exercise equipment like it was some kind of security of success when it's unsuccessful, and then guess what? Someone didn't have equipment that's working out that brought that appetite of working out to the person that had the equipment and changed the whole landscape. And this person working out was so magnetized by the equipment and them not having it, it pushed them to work out even more. And it was like, wow, this is your machine? And based on how that person responds to the person having equipment, how they connect, this become another level of success in the environment. The environment changes. It's for preparation. It's there. It's not sitting there trying to. But feel the moment of devastation where devastation don't have directions for. You find people that if they was there in your moments of treasures of being rewarded, you would have been overwhelmed by the downfall. Because you were so connected with them, and that direction can take you in a lost spiral of losing your whole life. It'd be like someone eating dessert. Life will feed on you and destroy you. That's how people lick their fingers and take. That's how success will be destroyed by uneven, balanced people that don't realize the things that they don't know will destroy you. At the moment that you think you're at your best. So finding all these struggling moments that you think motivate people, guess what that does? Have you ever seen somebody leave some food out and then throw it together with the food that's fresh? Guess what? You eat something and you would see fresh food and not knowing, and you'd be like, this is funny. And you eat the fresh food, oh, that was, oh, where'd that come from? And it would change your spirit just on the interaction with something that's not fresh and have the experience of fresh be presented to you in your visual or maybe in your internal experience of feeling it. And so when you take, oh, I did this, oh, I did that, you're not even giving yourself a birth of success. You're killing your birth. Because you don't have a healing moment of healthy, respectful moment where you can navigate through. So when you start pulling some of the things that you haven't been successful with, you always allow those experiences to always be connecting. Now, you have so many interactions with people, and they will come to you and take the negative things as you help them. And truly, you'll find people that you haven't helped that would help you or some people that you help because they would try to suck your happiness out of your experience and guess what happens?
Tell us.
They leave you with things that are their experience of no good experiences and they will be enjoying your moments and you won't be finding the results that you've been dealing with any longer. So when you're bringing those experiences of not being successful, as you think you're pinpointing moments where people respect, if people have not navigated that experience, you're taking away from success. And you're taking them to a spiraling experience where all these things of, you know, they say, oh, these things that, you know, you catch, you don't take a bath, you're not eating, you're outside, you took a shower, like these emotional if people experience it, say, oh, I'm running down the street and I go in the house and the heater's on and I get too high and I go outside on the jog again, it doesn't happen. You see, that environment, because it changes, it can change your health condition, right? So if your health condition changes from what you actually going through in the natural, your body, what do you think your mind going through when people listen to some music? You have music and things, how it can make you feel different, how to move it to you. So if you think music and the sounds will put you in different modes and different moods and different feelings and different, you know, levels of healing things, how you have comedy. And instead of comedy, make your gut, you know,
burn because it's so funny, and you can't catch your breath because you're laughing so hard. If all these different emotions, don't you think, if as a comedian, as a person that is connecting to all these different emotional attachments, when you're saying things, you don't think you're putting yourself in a deeper part of a quicksand that you're not going to be. You know, one thing about quicksand is the more you fight against it, guess what happens? What happens? Tell them, talk, dude. Tell them what happens when you fight in quicksand. What happens to you?
You just sink deeper. You sink faster. You sink faster.
Okay. So what I'm saying to you, more problems you give people, that means they're fighting harder. And guess what happens? So guess what happens to those people?
They just sink even faster. They die.
So if somebody was given somebody success, would you care how they were talking? No, you wouldn't care if success was helping them. But if the person was giving you something they think is helping you, and you find out once you got out of the problem, you see what they're really doing, that's what you wouldn't want to do with them no more. You wouldn't want to listen to them no more. And once you get out of the problem, you truly see what really helps you. Now, something may help you at the level that they are responding to. Guess what? If everybody helps you at the level that they were responding to based on their experience, how would that really help you unless you was dealing with that component or navigating at the altitude for that ability to kick in like overdrive? How would that truly help? If your ability is your experience, how would you expect people that didn't experience your information, right? So if they didn't experience what you went through, didn't experience what you're talking about, how are you going to tell them a problem that is not their problem? How do you resolve to the solution based on people's different results in their life, right? And if your job is to say, I'm going to tell them my problems, and your problems are not, if you're successful in your life, that's what happens. Your problem is like a spatula, right? If you were cooking something in the skillet, what does a spatula do?
Yeah.
It's all a metaphor. What does spatula do when you're cooking in the skillet?
Say that one more time. I'm having trouble hearing you. I think you're too close to the receiver.
Hold on a second. Listen up. When you don't hear something, we should repeat it. That is a good thing for a person to understand what you're saying. But guess what happens when people respond and disrupt the understanding that you're presenting? What happens? What happens to you when people disrupt the understanding that you're trying to achieve for the experience that is molding, sculpting this actual way of knowledge? It distracts you, right? So you got to realize, if you're talking, like in school, one of the things they always hated in school, they tell you about school, about people coming late. They always complain, the kids come late, right? That you come late to this class, you are distracting the other kids from learning. That's what they say. When you come, you're distracting them. So when you come late and you do things that are distracting, you disrupt the actual setting, right? And this is the thing. If you're a Tasman devil, guess what no one wants?
What? Tell me.
They don't want you around because you're disrupting people's peace. If somebody came in, they were thinking it was a quiet place. She's like, oh, man, you got to get that out of here. Now, somebody say, why would you make this person feel uncomfortable? Because they can't control it, right?
Yes.
Now, imagine this. Imagine if one person was modifying the majority of everybody, and it was not presented in a way. Now, anybody know, it doesn't matter if somebody has not been listening to everyone. Now, I'm going to go to a place, and I'm going to make this really brief, because this is going different directions, and I don't want people to see this as a downfall to success, because success doesn't have limitations, right? So it's different ways that things are successful in different manners, right? So this is what I'm saying. If you have someone that now, tough dude, he has Tourette's, Asperger's, scoliosis, and other things, right? So
yes.
This is the thing that he don't want no one to be, you know. Everybody does not, people that have Tourette's, Asperger's, scoliosis. Now, what that means, just because the person has Asperger's, just because the person has scoliosis, just because that person has Tourette's, doesn't mean that person as an individual does not have the responsibility to change that, you know, knowledge that they can teach someone to understand how they obtain information. But if you give them, hey, I'm going to give them, oh, they got Tourette's, Asperger's, and they can do this, they can do that. No, they can never do this. They can never do that. They don't have no ability to do that. You know, we don't, like, you're becoming more of a problem for them than they are succeeding in society. Because you make limitations for them to not even have peace. Because you always say, no, you can't, no. That's what happens. They're going to be like, oh, I guess I don't have to do anything. And you may be giving them something that works for them to be successful in things that they have not obtained and haven't found and made it simpler for them because it was a smooth experience. It wasn't stress. See, what I'm saying to you is you have never, if somebody just went through things and then you stress and you just change, you would just go to that and naturally gravitate to that. That's what you would never do. You would never think about using this to help others. That's one of the things about people in similar situations you have. They're kind of selfish. And because they're selfish and got this mind setting, they really don't help people beyond what the machine is, right? People are like, see, I don't want to be exploited, right? And that's a natural thing that you're not exploiting someone. You're helping people with a system. Now, if you decide you wanted to get some, you know, means to take care of your bills to be able to do this more, because they're not telling you that. Like, the people that go to school and get all these different certificates, they spend a lot of money and go through a lot of different programs. But what they don't tell you is the people that's going through the experience that's not being trained in a way that they can be the, you know, the spokesman, they have to go through the same thing. They make sure that they're outsiders. And that's the crazy thing about it. Why the people that's going through it, why they got to be treated like, listen to this, for those that have experienced this, that they make the people that going through it, make them feel like an outsider and make them learn in a way that they're not. And listen to this, the connection that they have is more connected to that moment experience, and they make them feel abandoned to the actual experience because they are individuals. Now, they're trying to make the source and the resources more important than the people that experience it, because they're always learning more and people always have more problems. So they look at it more, the solution of people knowing about their problems more important than the people that are experiencing the problems, and for them to become better, then if they became better off the people, then the people would have no ability to learn, and that's where this thing comes through. Now, my name is Comedian Organic, okay, and my co-host is Tough Dude, and you will listen to Satisfying the Greatness Within You.
We hope you satisfy your greatness. We hope you're taking steps to do it now, right now. We hope that you picked up everything you heard tonight. Remember, you can get all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. Underneath, satisfying the greatness within you. And we encourage you to call in when you get a chance. At some point, please. Get involved. Thank you and good night.